Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Theory and Educational Research Toward Critical Social Explanation is an academic volume in the Critical Youth Studies series that examines how social theory can be used productively in educational research. Led by Jean Anion, a major figure in critical educational studies, the book responds to a common divide in the field. Empirical researchers often generate data without deeper structural explanation, while theorists may develop concepts without testing them through concrete inquiry. The book argues that educational phenomena, especially in urban contexts, cannot be understood adequately through isolated classroom observations, individual outcomes, or policy descriptions alone. They require interpretation through broader social, economic, political, and racial formations. Its purpose is both methodological and intellectual, to show researchers how critical social theory can shape research questions, data analysis, and explanation. Rather than presenting theory as decorative background, the volume treats it as an active tool for producing stronger accounts of schooling and inequality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, theory and empirical data as mutually shaping parts of inquiry. A central argument of the book is that theory and empirical research should not be treated as separate stages or competing traditions. Anion challenges the habit of placing theory in a preliminary literature review and then proceeding as though data can speak for itself. In educational research, data always require interpretation. A classroom interaction, a disciplinary policy, or a student outcome becomes meaningful only when connected to a larger explanatory frame. At the same time, theory gains force when it is confronted with evidence from actual institutions, communities, and practices. The book therefore presents inquiry as an iterative process in which concepts guide what researchers notice, while empirical material refines or complicates those concepts. This is especially important for critical research because surface patterns often conceal the social relations that produce them. A suspension, a curriculum track, or an achievement gap may appear as a school-level matter, but theory helps ask what historical, economic, and political conditions make that pattern likely. The value of this approach is not abstraction for its own sake. It is a disciplined way to move from description toward explanation. Secondly, connecting classroom-level findings to structural inequality. The book is especially concerned with the narrowness of much empirical educational research. Studies that focus only on individual students, teachers, classrooms, or schools may produce useful observations, but they can also isolate educational problems from the social conditions that shape them. Anion and her collaborators argue that schooling is embedded in systems of race, class, labor markets, housing, public policy, criminal justice, and state power. This does not mean that local practices are unimportant. Rather, the book asks researchers to explain how local practices are formed within larger arrangements. For example, an urban school policy may seem to be a matter of administrative decision-making, but critical analysis can connect it to social fears about youth, political demands for order, or economic disinvestment in poor communities. This micro-to-macro movement is one of the book's defining contributions. It gives researchers a way to avoid both reductionism and vagueness. The classroom remains visible, but it is no longer treated as a sealed container. Educational events become points of entry into broader social relations, allowing research to ask not only what happens in schools, but why certain patterns recur across unequal social contexts. Thirdly, urban school discipline as a case for critical social explanation. One of the clearest applications discussed in the book concerns discipline in urban schools, particularly the ways punitive practices can be linked to wider social and political developments. Rather than interpreting discipline only as a matter of student behavior, teacher authority, or school climate, the volume shows how critical theory can connect school control practices to broader institutional logics. These include racialized narratives about urban youth, public concern with crime, unequal opportunity structures, and the expansion of punitive approaches in social policy. Such analysis does not deny that schools face real organizational challenges, but it resists explanations that locate the problem solely inside individual students or isolated schools. The importance of this example is methodological as much as substantive. It demonstrates how theory changes the researcher's unit of analysis. A suspension policy, hallway surveillance, or disciplinary routine can be read as part of a larger culture of control rather than as an isolated technical procedure. This approach helps reveal how schools serving low-income students of color may reproduce forms of social regulation found outside education. The book, therefore, uses urban discipline to show how empirical details can illuminate the relationship between schooling and larger systems of inequality. Fourthly, intellectual agency as a research practice, not a slogan. Anion frames the use of theory as an exercise in intellectual agency. In the context of the book, This does not mean personal opinion or free association. It refers to the researcher's capacity to choose, adapt, and critically work with theoretical tools rather than applying them mechanically. The book is significant because it treats theoretical labor as a demanding part of research design and analysis. Researchers must decide which concepts illuminate their questions, where those concepts fit the evidence, and where empirical material resists the theory. This requires judgment, creativity, and accountability to data. The volume is therefore useful for readers who experience theory as intimidating or ornamental. It shows that theory can help formulate sharper questions, identify relations that are not immediately visible, and construct explanations that move beyond cataloging findings. At the same time, intellectual agency implies responsibility. Researchers should not force every observation into a favored framework or use theory to predetermine conclusions. The book's emphasis is on active engagement theory, is a resource for thinking more deeply, not a substitute for empirical care. This makes the work pedagogically valuable for advanced students learning how to build rigorous critical scholarship. Lastly, a methodological bridge for doctoral students and critical education scholars. The volume stands out as a practical guide for researchers who understand that theory matters but struggle to incorporate it into actual studies. Its value lies in bridging methodological instruction and critical educational analysis. Many research methods texts explain data collection, coding, validity, or research design, while many theory texts introduce major thinkers and concepts. Ennion's book occupies the space between those genres. It asks how theory enters the formation of a research problem, the interpretation of evidence, and the production of explanation. This is why the book is often positioned as especially useful for doctoral students and emerging scholars. It does not offer a universal formula for applying social theory, and that is part of its realism. Critical explanation depends on the research question, the empirical setting, and the conceptual resources chosen. The book instead provides models of reasoning how to connect a concrete educational issue to social structures without losing empirical specificity. Its practical lesson is that theory should be visible in the architecture of the study, not merely cited as background. For scholars in urban education, critical pedagogy, youth studies, and educational policy, this makes the volume a methodological companion rather than only a theoretical statement. In conclusion, theory in educational research is best suited for doctoral students, education researchers, qualitative scholars, and policy analysts who want to produce explanations of schooling that reach beyond description. Readers interested in urban education, critical pedagogy, youth studies, race and class inequality, and the social foundations of education will find it especially relevant. Its practical benefit is that it clarifies how theory can shape research questions, guide interpretation, and connect local evidence to larger structures. Its intellectual benefit is that it treats educational research as a form of critical social explanation, rather than a neutral accumulation of observations. Compared with conventional methods books, it gives more attention to the conceptual work required to explain inequality. Compared with abstract theory texts, it remains anchored in empirical research problems and examples from educational settings. This middle position is what makes the book distinctive. It does not simply tell researchers to be theoretical, nor does it reduce theory to a set of definitions. It shows how theoretical labor can become part of disciplined inquiry. The book is therefore most valuable for readers who already have some familiarity with educational research and want to strengthen the explanatory power, social relevance, and conceptual coherence of their work. If you would like to support Jean Ennion, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.